Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
I'm so happy to be here. Hi.
Welcome to our new studio. I hope you can hear the difference because it wasn't cheap. In this episode, Jill and I talk about whether county land use plans are useful or useless. Before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Thank you. You know, it's funny. I'm really happy with this question. We told our staff when they put our scripts together, they go into our online community, obviously, and they pull out these questions. And I'm like, come on, we want some little more meaty ones. You know, some of the ones are kind of, not that there's not a place for the detailed and different ones, but this is a meaty one. And I'm looking forward to this. So Luke asks, could I sell? He wants to know whether buying land helps. Here we go. Luke wants to know whether buying land helps foreigners get visas. So the question is, could I sell deals in portfolios to internationals wanting to come to the U.S. and need this to fill their visa requirement bills?
Boy, I'm not an international attorney, but I don't see why not.
What an interesting market to target.
I mean, Jill and I sell people to sell property to people from other countries all the time.
They might be doing this and we wouldn't know it.
If you ever scrub data too, in RealQuest or anywhere else, you always notice that there's some addresses of property that are international because they don't fit properly. The international addresses don't fit properly in the database. Mm-hmm. So,
well, you know what? This brings up a whole nother topic because I have met people who especially here in LA, who have visa or their passports, they're nationals of other countries, but they live here. And they have this been told incorrectly that you cannot own property here unless you're a U.S. citizen. And we're here to tell you that's not true. And every time I let them know that, they're like, really? I can buy some property? I'm like, heck yeah. You can absolutely own property in the United States and not be a U.S. citizen. And many people don't know that.
Right.
So this is a great question and a good, I'm curious, I'm not going to get into checking what the visa requirements are and if this counts as what they need.
Yeah, I mean, that's way beyond the scope of what we can actually answer, quite honestly. I mean, don't take our word for it on this. Please check around before you make a career out of it.
Exactly. Yeah, this would be get an attorney involved and find out, but international visa attorney, whatever. But boy, what an interesting thing. If it does solve that problem, that would be really cool. You could start, you know, peddling your land all over Africa. I don't know. Dream it up.
There's a website that helps people who own real estate in America advertise their properties in China. And it's been on my radar mm-hmm. for quite some time, you know, because we all forget about it because China's thriving economically, but mm-hmm. they're still technically a communist country. And they have a lot of rules about the internet. That, you know, we have a lot more freedom about stuff. A lot of websites here don't reach China.
Really?
This is designed, it's a Chinese website run by Chinese people.
Nice.
To make available US American
land.
Property.
That's awesome.
All property, houses and stuff too. It's very, very popular and very expensive. So I've spoken with a guy that runs a site a couple of times, a salesperson there. And, you know, I'm trying to get a rate for land pins specifically mm-hmm. to get access.
Share our properties on that.
And they can do it. It's just expensive as heck, but we will get there.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us at landinvestors.com. Today's topic, I bet you didn't know that just about every county has a county land use plan. Well, is it beneficial to us or not? What do you think, Jill?
I think it's awesome. Will you first tell me exactly what it is?
Sure. Okay. Like, I just looked up before the show Los Angeles County's land use plan, and it says County Land Use Plan of Los Angeles for 2023. What?
It's awesome.
So every county, or just about every county that I've ever looked up has a long-term county land use plan. Mm-hmm. So imagine, you know, a map of a county, any county, the county that you're in right now, where the new house is going to be developed. Where's what are their freeways going to go? What if we want to do a heavy industrial park, or let's say an airport? That's what the county land use plan addresses. So can you take it to the bank that an airport's going to go there in 3 years? No. But it's a fantastic version of a, you know, a lightweight crystal ball.
Mm-hmm. You know what they're going for. You know where they're planning it. You know where the where they're planning on growing the communities and, you know, and the schools and all of that good stuff.
You know, a great version, a great example of this is Phoenix and Tucson. So between Phoenix and Tucson, Phoenix is north of Tucson. It's the vast majority of the land is Native American reservation. Well, there's a pocket in between that that private owners like us can invest in. And it's rapidly getting filled up, and it will get filled up completely.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's in Pinal County, and it's called...
Is it like near Eloy and all that stuff?
Yeah, it is Eloy.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
I've landed there. I know that. I know where that is.
As a pilot?
Yeah. When I was getting my license, I had to do my cross country. They make you go to airports and go find it. Have fun. Seriously.
GPS?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Without a GPS, you have to old school find it. You have to go to two different spots, and you have to get gas in one place and bring back the receipt to prove you were there. Seriously, because some of these airports, you know, there's no one you can check in with. There's like no tower, you know, and stuff like that.
You sneak your iPhone in?
I didn't have my iPhone back. Wait, did I have my iPhone then? But no, I didn't. I didn't use GPS at all. I used it the old school way with a ruler and my watch. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
I had a clipboard. You think it's funny. I had my clipboard on my lap with everything I'm looking for and my watch and a pencil.
Like the number three kid says, you're a tomboy.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, she says.
Oh, no, I do think that's a compliment.
I would take it that way,
yeah,
too.
I can figure stuff out. Let me add it. I'm not just a prissy. I don't want to mess up my nails.
I watched her changing light bulbs today. It was pretty funny.
Thank you.
It's not your job, technically, but if you want to do it.
I just didn't need to be done. What were we talking about?
County land use.
Oh, yeah, got it. No, you know what's funny about this? Because a couple things. One property that I bought a couple years ago was from a guy here in LA County, and it was the original. He bought it back in the, I don't know, 60s and had held on to it this long. And it was the original location when they were trying to decide where to put LAX. It was really going to be the location, and then they changed it.
Yeah.
So he was going that plan. He really purposely, you know, it could have panned out for him. You never know. But bought that property and hung on to it because he thought it was going to be next to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, you know, years later, we bought it and sold it, and it wasn't worth as much as he was hoping. But, you know, it's funny.
Right.
So what I think is interesting, too, is by the time... Well, you have to dig this stuff up, but it's worth your while, like you just said, Jack. Often, by the time it reaches the general public, it's getting closer now. You know, the developers, like here where we are, one of the piers is looking at doing a massive overhaul, and of course, everybody around it now they know it's coming. Had they been paying attention 5 years ago, that probably would have been better. But now there's developers involved and plans are drawn and blueprints and models. Now the community knows about it. Now they're all in an uproar because
right.
They don't want the traffic that it would bring. They're looking at movie theaters coming in and all this goes. Never mind. It's going to bring a lot of money and good stuff to the area. The locals don't want it. So
it'll pass.
Well, it failed now. It failed the first... But I don't know what they're going to do about it.
They're going to improve the plan and give everybody what they want.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's going to be interesting.
People say a lot of things about California in general, Southern California, that is. Southern California is very pro real estate development.
As a whole. Do you know what's funny? They are until it's in their backyard.
Well, a lot of people, you know.
Go build it over there by that guy.
people here like to think they're like political activists and stuff. But the fact is, real estate drives an economy.
I know. Jack and I...
It's not in response to economy. It drives the economy.
You know, it's Jack and I... Well, here's a good example. I think anyone in our business, you drive around and you see new construction, you're like, oh, that's awesome.
I love new construction.
It makes me feel so good. I think it's the greatest thing. However, do I want to live next door to it and hear it for 3 years? No, that's really not my thing, but I get it.
You're a crack up, Jill.
Thank you.
You're very honest.
Thank you. Well, you know, even looking around where we live right now, there's a few buildings around us that could easily be teardowns, but I don't think it's coming yet.
Right. So. We could speed it along if you'd like. I'm from Detroit.
Well, you're going to... Oh, no. You're going to... What are you going to do?
Let's go buy a sledgehammer.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's hilarious.
And set my alarm for 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, no.
That's terrible.
That's so funny. I love
it. That's vandalism, and it's probably a felony.
I think so. But you're from Detroit.
Hey, anyway, county use plans, look them up. So there's an old adage about, you know, we're all about selling real estate fast here, buying it and selling it and churning it. But there are some people in our group, and rightfully so, that love to buy property in the growth path, so to speak, or the path of growth. And the best way to, that's how this all came up, how I came up with this topic, because I was talking to somebody about, yeah, we just want to buy property and kind of hold on to it and have it appreciate, but we want to make sure that's like as close to the growth path as possible. So we started looking up county use plans, and that'll tell you exactly where the growth will be.
Got it.
The other thing that you want to check, since we're on the topic, is entitlements. And I'm not sure how it works back east, but when a subdivider or a developer, let's say a master plan community, wants to develop property, they buy property and they file for with the county what's called entitlements. It's a master plan with streets and the whole thing, to subdivide the property, and that's all public information. No one talks about that either.
That's true.
You can find out where the growth path is very easily by looking at following and tracking entitlements. And I know it's a little off topic, but another thing that entitlements are really good for is gauging when the economy is going to turn back down or up. When the number of entitlements that are filed over the former month, let's say the number is 400, and last month it was 380, now it's 400, now it's 420, and if it dramatically drops, that's a real early indicator. If it goes to 200, let's say, and then 100, that's an indicator that...
Dump your land and get out?
Yeah. Well, not that dramatic, but, again, we're trying to predict the future as intelligently as possible. Mm-hmm. So entitlements and county use plans are a fantastic way to do that.
You know, for me, the big picture is here. It's very wise to spend some time and really get to know the county that you're working with.
That's right.
And then once you're kind of a pro in that area and you really know what's going on and you've got that in a system, maybe now move on to another area and do the same thing. And, you know, because you want to spread it out for sales and things like that. It's good to spread it out and have a variety of properties, you know, in different areas. But, yeah, get to know your county, not just the people there, but what the plans are.
Somebody told me a long time ago that more education is always better, always.
Was that me? Because I say it all the time.
Do you?
I do.
I heard it was long before you.
All the time. Okay, got it. Well, it probably was before me, but.
So,
I say it a couple times a week. I'm telling people that.
In an hour, you could, in an hour horsing around the internet, you can find out exactly what's going on in your county.
Mm-hmm.
A tremendous amount of information.
Mm-hmm. You know what? And they pick up the phone and call them.
Yeah. I mean, you know how I feel about talking to people on the phone.
How funny is that? That's how it goes. No, you're right. Jack's like, no, I'm just going to search online. I'm like, I'm going to pick up the phone. I'm going to cut to the chase.
So. Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy a property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
Thank you for helping us break in our new audio studio in Los Angeles.
Yay!
We love your real estate ambition. I love this new studio.
I know.
I love it, love it.
I know. This is nice.
You're like all grown up.
Well, it took us how long?
This is show number 471. It took us 500 shows.
Right.
That's not good.
I know. Well, we tested all kinds of things. It's kind of like, I don't even want to, I was going to compare it to divorce, and that's really not a good example. It's like you're trying to hang in there and make and try every, going to different counselors and trying to make it
Jesus,
work.
Jill.
No, I know. Sorry. I don't know where I came from. But anyway.
Wow.
We hung in there. I think we got it figured out now.
Information and inspiration to help Jill say inappropriate stuff on our show.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.